This is everything they never told you about real estate, helping you scale your business, implement AI, and capitalize on the latest tech and lead gen strategies. And now here's your hosts, the AI queen of real estate, Carrie Sauve, and the queen of Canadian real estate, Jennifer Jones.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Carrie. I'm joined with my beautiful co-host, Jennifer Jones. And today we are joined with a partner of mine who is the owner of RE/MAX Niagara and RE/MAX Escarpment and an international speaker, Conrad.
Oh, wow. Oh, man, that's amazing. I love that introduction.
Well, you are. Like, you were in Argentina. You were in Portugal. You were everywhere. Every time I talked to you.
Vegas. I was just in Vegas, too, as well. Yeah, just came back. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's exciting. Like, how much do you love traveling and speaking?
You know what? I it's always been a dream of mine to do that kind of thing, you know, to build something of notoriety. You know, like, and look, it all comes back to our businesses and what you're doing too. You built some notoriety in this field. And and it's great to share that kind of information. And it just helps your business and it helps you personally grow. So yeah, it's very flattering. It's a great journey.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So there's a couple of things, specific things that I want to talk to you today about. And sure. This is the first time you're meeting Jennifer, but you guys are going to get to know each other very well because cool. Me and Conrad are hosting the AI Revolution, which is the first, the biggest, and the best AI for real estate conference in North America. So we're super excited about that. And of course, Jennifer will be on stage as well. She's one of the mega teams that I've been doing consulting with. And she's really like been at the forefront of this and has it implemented into her whole business. So I'm glad you guys finally get to meet. And we are super excited about this conference, Conrad. Now, let's talk about how this all came about, because that was funny. I was at Inman speaking and we met up and you took me and my husband to the Soho House. I think that was what it was.
Yes, we did. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you said, what are your next plans? And I said, Conrad, do you know what my dream is? I want to have a mega conference. Like, I just want to do the most luxurious, most tech forward conference. And I want it to be all AI. And you said, let's do it. And that was it. That was literally it. So have you ever done these kind of things before? Because this is my first event that is not virtual that I'm hosting. So tell me.
Well, you know what? I've been involved in events and kind of behind the scenes and things like that. And then we do a lot of events in our company. But yeah, this is a big step and a big bold step for me as well. But it's so needed out there. And, you know, there's so many naysayers when it comes to AI. You must hear it all the time, right? There's all these people that are like, oh, AI, roll their eyes, blah, 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 the whole bit, right? And then there's another group that says AI is going to be like your cell phone, right? That kind of thing. So, and I'm definitely on the proponent of this is not a bandwagon jumping thing. This is something that's going to be a part of our lives. It's going to be a thread that is going to continue to grow and be a part of what we're all about and make us that much more efficient. And that's what I love about you, Carrie. Like it's really, look, everybody can talk about the marketing pieces with AI, but not, you're actually talking about like operations and streamlining things and leverage. Use those words a lot. And I think that's really what we all need. And, you know, as this watering hole of transactions gets smaller, we've got to get better at capturing and creating a better customer experience while streamlining and creating a workflow that helps us do that much better. And because, look, the barrier to entry to real estate is pretty low. I think it's beholden amongst us professionals to bring it to that level and, you know, leave the other guys behind, leave the naysayers behind, right?
Yeah. Absolutely. Jennifer, what are your thoughts on, well, I know your thoughts. Why don't you give your thoughts about this?
Yeah. Well, I think if you don't kind of get on that bandwagon of implementing AI, then you will be left behind. And basically, this is like a short window that you have to do it. where things are moving so quickly that if you don't even know how to prime ChatGPT, which Carrie could show you how, then you're already at a disadvantage, right? So when people go into, you know, a year from now, 2 years from now, where they're researching realtors to use in their area and based on production and all of these things, there will be no information about you online that's accurate the way that you want it to be unless you've done those things. So I think the other big thing is, you know, the biggest challenge for realtors with lead generation, right, is that fear getting over themselves to make phone calls and all of these things. And, you know, the amazing tools that we have through AI to actually have, you know, people calling, well, basically AI calling into your database and calling, they can call your whole database in one day, like three times. Not that you want them to do that. Mm-hmm. However, you know, this is just a whole different world that we've opened up. So I am so excited about this conference. I think anybody who's, you know, a who's of real estate or who intends to be in the future wants to be at this conference, or, you know, I just don't know where you're going to be, quite honestly.
Yeah. Yeah. And we have some exciting speakers. So obviously Jennifer, obviously Conrad, we're going to have a broker owner panel. So the brokers can like talk about like the importance of implementing AI in their back end and providing resources, AI resources to their agents. We're going to have team panel, and then we're going to have a top producer panel so that the attendees can really understand at no matter what level they're at in their business, how they can implement it and what kind of steps they would need to take. And we've got some great AI companies that are going to be doing some demos on the main stage and showing you real estate specific AI tools and how they'll help your business. Conrad, we have some keynotes. We just confirmed this morning, Tatiana Landono, who I've been doing AI consulting with, her brokerage, Landono Real Estate, is packed full of AI. So she will be talking because she's like the queen of social media. So she's going to focus more on social media and AI. We have Gogo Bethke coming up from the US to talk about AI and automation. And then we have a couple of huge surprise speakers coming up, which we're not going to talk about yet. So we're going to like leave you on the edge of your seat for that. But there will be, you know, everybody wants to be involved in this, Conrad. And like, I had a couple of the speakers reach out to me and say, give me the sign up code. I'm selling tickets right now. Like everybody is so excited about this. And it's going to be something truly unique, which is amazing. And I love, this is the perfect like panel of guests right here, because we're all huge AI supporters and implementers. Mm-hmm. And Conrad, we are starting consulting at your brokerages next week.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we're thrilled about that. We're totally thrilled about that. And you know, there's some rules I think we have to establish about this conference. We're not going to speak in like superlatives. We're not going to speak in cliches. None of that stuff. This is applications. And I think that that's really what's critical right now. But, you know, if you don't have, and you know, you mentioned Tatiana and you mentioned, you know, ourselves too. And we built some great systems in the back end. And this is where I think people where the, you know, the rubber meets the road with AI, excuse the cliche. But if you don't have these systems and if you don't have this great content and if you haven't been building this kind of content all this time, you're going to have a little bit of an uphill battle, I believe. I don't think you can just plug it in and say, hey, I'm going to just ask ChatGPT, hey, give me the top 25 mistakes buyers make or whatever. God bless. I'm rolling my eyes. I think you have to already build some of that foundational thing with regards to your persona and what you mean. Are you truly an influencer? Are you about education marketing? If you haven't done that and if you haven't built systems already, it's going to be an uphill battle, and that's going to be an interesting play for people that are going to come because they might be missing that component. of it as well. And I think you start to, you have to start thinking in those terms, those checklists and systems. And if you don't have them, I'm not saying you're not going to get a lot out of the conference, but you got to get that up to speed before you can really enjoy what's the fruits of AI, really, at the end of the day, right? Because you have to start from scratch, in a sense. Correct me if I'm wrong. Maybe I'm wrong about that, but you know,
You are so right, Conrad. Mm-hmm. I do a lot of consulting with brokerages, and I'm actually really looking forward to starting next week at Escarpment. For the reason being, you have all kinds of amazing systems in place, especially around data. And mm-hmm. I also do consulting with brokerages that have zero systems in place, smaller brokerages. And it is a lot more difficult. It is a lot more overwhelming for them because we have to build everything out from scratch, right? So what you're saying is 100% true. Thank God I've actually decided the month before the conference. The conference is in September 26th and 27th. And in the beginning of August, I'm going to hold a workshop for all of the attendees so that they can kind of like get the basics. But like you said, this isn't going to be a motivational speech conference.
No.
This is like, I'm actually holding two hands-on workshops where you're going to be implementing in real time, you know? So I think that's the difference, and really leaving a conference with tools to take away and implement right away is what's been lacking in our business lately.
Oh, terrible. Yeah.
So I'm excited for that. But people need to understand the power of systems. And working with a team or a brokerage that has systems in place where we're just improving them and applying AI to them is much different than having to create everything from scratch. Can it be done? 100%, but it's a lot of freaking work, right? But the AI can help guide you. So there is that. Instead of just starting from scratch without AI, there's obviously a serious advantage of understanding prompt engineering so that you can create from scratch with AI. You're better off that way. But yeah, you're so right, because it's like nightmare.
Yeah, it'd be nice. You know, I think people should be thinking over the next couple months of some of these systems and things. But, you know, it's funny because I teach a whole course on, you know, team building and growing your team. Like, and I look at it, your inside sales, which is your our staff, and our outside sales, which is our agents, so to speak. And a lot of times people, you can articulate that with, as a realtor, it's your staff is your inside sales and your outside sales is your consumers, right? Your buyers and sellers. Mm-hmm. But what happens is people just do not have an ability to understand even their own structure, how their mousetrap is structured, how their business model and how this whole thing, even developing an org chart is, you know, I one of the exercises I have, I call up broker owners with 1,000 agents. I did this in Portugal. Call them up. Hey, draw your org chart. And you should see, it looks like an 8-year-old drew something. It's just lines and drawings and whatever. Like if you can't articulate your org chart, right? And some of these fundamentals, well, I think then Houston, we got a problem. Mm-hmm. And I think you still have to have some of those core, like your core values. You know, a lot of people roll their eyes when I talk about core values, but if you don't have those core values, how do you kind of, I know we're talking about streamlining things, but you got to really know what are we all about too as well. And I think you got to ask yourself that. I don't think ChatGPT can do that. And I don't think you can really look at, you've got to really dig deep. And I think people should be doing a lot of this stuff in the summertime and building some of that thing. And maybe we share with them some of the fundamentals that they should come to the conference with that are already built. And I think that's something that we can talk about, Carrie, like people that are, you know, coming and say, look, these are some of the fundamentals that you should be working on throughout the summer so that you can get the most out of the conference. And I don't think people do that enough when it comes to conferences. You know, you're just kind of there. We're looking for this fucking magic bullet, right? But I think it'd be nice to know ahead of time, look, I think start really thinking about these fundamentals and then you'll be able to do it, because it took me a long time for my head to get around AI and how I could do it. And, you know, we have a great data point. We have a appointment report. You've seen our appointment report, Carrie. Yeah. It's pretty awesome. We've been doing it for about 12, 13 years. Like, my goal is to be able to input all those reports. You know, we've had 52 weeks of reports for 12 years, and be able to now start to pull out some sort of patterns. You know, something, you know, October, the week of October 13th to the 20th, this is what we had seen. It's very similar to what we're seeing, like, just last week, in terms of the patterns of what people are looking at and buying and things like that. And then be able to coach our agents to explain that to their clients. Say, look, we've seen this circumstance before, and this is what happened 4 to 6 weeks out. So, you know, kind of predictive analytics, so to speak.
Yeah.
That's what we want as a company. Like, that deeper dive, empower consumers, empower agents to empower their consumers to make better decisions. That's why I'm super excited. Like, yeah. Beyond belief.
Yeah, yeah. And Jennifer, just so you know, Conrad probably has the most data I've ever seen any brokerage have ever. Yeah. He is a psycho when it comes to data, and he is so meticulous, and he's all about the numbers. The way his mind works, to me, is truly unique. So one of the things that we're focusing on is how to use AI to analyze the data for the agents, for Conrad, for the back end, for support at every single level. And then when you have enough over a long period of time, that's when you can get into predictive analytics, which is, it's going to be really exciting to implement that over the next month.
Well, even the way that you've set up, Carrie, having your, like, where that data is fed into AI and you're ultimately creating, you know, reports around and information around who should the agents be targeting in terms of, like, who is the best people who should be selling right now based on what price points are moving, where the buyers are. And then it actually creates, you've had those ChatGPTs set up where it's actually creating the scripting around coming up with overcoming the objections of those sellers and then the marketing plans for all of those things. So I think, you know, I think it's a great idea where you're talking about sending out almost like a checklist and metrics of things where the agents could prepare for this conference.
Yeah.
I thought that was a great idea, Conrad. And you have, like, literally build out a questionnaire with checklists and things that they can fill in to get ready. And
yes.
then just hit the ground running, right, for your workshop, Carrie.
Yeah. I love that idea. We want people to be leaving this conference and thinking, holy shit, that wasn't just a fire hose of information, valuable information, but I can actually implement this right now.
Implement it right there.
Yeah, right there. Yeah, that's exactly
like
it.
As you're presenting information, having these things like, hey, download this app. This is how we're going to use it right now. I think the best way to learn is, you know, watching. They're being taught something, they're watching, and then they're actually physically doing it, even if it's simple things, the building blocks before they actually leave. So I think those are the best conferences where you actually implement.
No, Jennifer, you're right. Yeah, you're right. I think if we can send that little pre-conference kind of like questionnaire, or even introduce some of the apps ahead of time that people can kind of familiarize themselves with them, I think it's going to be so much more fruitful. And I think that's what it's about, because AI is this evolution, right? And I think if we think of AI, how, you know, where it started and where it's going, and, you know, where it's definitely going to be in the future, I think this is how this conference should be. It's going to be like I call it like an unconference. It's like, we want you to prepare. This is the things we want you to prepare. You want the most out of this conference. This is what you should have prior to coming to this conference, or even, you know, give some mind space to some of this, some of these things. And then you'll be able to come to it, you know, with a little bit more of a, you know, open eyes, like that, like you said, Jennifer, that fire hose. And that's a big criticism you get about having too much content at a conference, that they're like, oh my God, there's too much. I don't know where to start. That's why we got to prime the pump with these people. And, because there's a 72-hour rule. I always tell people, what's the 72-hour rule? And people go, I don't know what it is. And it's, if you don't do one of these things in 72 hours, you ain't going to fucking do it. And that's the problem. And so they're going to use every excuse in the book, right, to not do it. And that's why I really think it's vital for people to have like a pre-conference materials to get them rolling and get that mindset going.
Yeah.
Something interesting too. I attended the ClickFunnels training with Russell Brunson in September last year. That was brilliantly done. Something interesting they did that might be worth considering was that he actually had it set up where the beginning of the conference to the end was simply a building on skills. Mm. So this is your first step. This is the teaching that goes with the first step. This is your second step. This is that teaching that goes with that. And then he'd throw in speakers in between. But you definitely had mapping that you could visually see. Then the speakers corresponded with the teaching as well that was happening. I just thought that was one of the most beautifully done conferences where you could see the system and the process and the building and examples of people at that stage using that particular, you know, training or technology. It was really, really fascinating.
Yeah.
Oh, I like that a lot. I think that's brilliant. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's a great way to, instead of being disjointed, just be very linear in a sense.
Yeah.
I think that's amazing. And then I'm seeing the visuals, you know, you'd have that little image of, okay, this is the point we're at now. And this is where we are now. And yeah, that's brilliant. Yeah. I like that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. I really like that. Brain
moves. Right? It's literally how your brain works, right? So it would actually flow so well.
Well, it's funny you say that because the way we set it up is like a journey. Okay. So it is your overview, the future of AI. And that's when we talk to the brokerages. Okay. And then we get into AI for specific types of leverage. And we have a speaker and a panel that corresponds with that. At the end of the first day, you'll have all the tools and all of the leverage for each step of leveraging your business, including automation, by the way. We've got that in there as well. Day two is our big special keynote. And then the VIP workshop, which is setting up your entire ChatGPT backend. I feel like it flows nicely. What do you think? I think it's going to be great. We have so many people asking to speak at it now too. So we're going to have to do some shuffling. I had an interesting conversation with, some people call him the grandfather of AI because he's been in AI since before it was no code AI. So he's, this is his thing. He owns several businesses, and he said, "Carrie, this conference really would apply to any service business as well. Like, I would go to this to learn, even if I'm not in real estate, because you've built such an amazing journey, and the foundations are built in a way where it can be applied to any business." So that was nice, and we're talking. We're getting some media coverage as well, Conrad. There's going to be a lot of media coverage, which is going to be great because it's such an important topic.
I'm glad you said that about it. It does transcend, and it goes just beyond real estate agents. And absolutely, you were there at Inman when the gentleman from OpenAI had said the biggest avatar group was real estate. Like they jumped on it, but. You know what, when you think of all the partners in real estate, you know, everything from even the lawyers, the mortgage people, you've got everybody involved, even the home inspectors, yes. Insurance. It's amazing what they can get out of a conference like this and help to grow their business and use some of the data that, you know, when you think of insurance people, how much data they have. It's outrageous. And think of what mortgage people and the data that they have and how they can integrate some of this, you know, what we're talking about, predictive analytics down the road, and things like that. So yeah, and just that heightened experience for the consumer, that augmented heightened experience. So yeah, no, there's no question. This is a wide range. To make it really that beneficial, I think it should be open to all parties and all types of businesses, not just our sector. Yeah.
Well, our keynote is going to secure us people across industries for sure, because he's not real estate specific and he's got such an amazing brand. But it's funny you say that, because I do consulting with a lawyer right now. I do consulting with mortgage companies, and I'm doing consulting with a Medi Spa. So
there you go. Yeah.
It transcends, you know, I've figured out the foundations and they can be customized for any business. So if you are any supporting industry, find out more, you want to know more information, get a hold of me or Jennifer. And yeah.
I was going to say too, Carrie, this would be an ideal event for sponsors. So who are your targeted sponsors that you're looking for with this amazing AI event?
So the sponsors that have expressed interest are anywhere from real estate specific AI tools. So we've got a few really special real estate specific AI tools, but also we're getting sponsorships from companies like Single Key, and you know what I mean? Just any kind of supporting industry in real estate, really. Mortgage brokers, banks. I have tech companies that are going to be sponsoring, and they think, my friend Grant Furlane, he's got massive tech companies. He owns Locomobi. Locomobi is going to be sponsoring. They are a massive tech, company in the industry. And he's convinced that all of his friends who have tech companies are going to want to sponsor this, because this is such a unique conference. It doesn't matter if they're not in the real estate space, they are at the forefront of the AI space. And that's where we're getting a lot of the interest for sponsors. Yeah.
Go ahead. Sorry.
I have a question for you guys. Okay. First of all, Jennifer, we're talking about, so the listeners are like, okay, I have to implement AI. I obviously teach so many different ways and different areas to implement AI into your business. What do you think, from what I've taught, is the easiest and the most enjoyable? Because people are always asking me, where should I start? And I'm like, I'm not the right person to ask that. I'll tell you where you should start, but maybe you want to talk to somebody else that has a different opinion.
Well, what I would say, for a new realtor starting out, I would suggest following you. So Carrie Sobey Associates, right? Yeah. I would follow you on Instagram, because you do and put out all those amazing free tips. And then I think the next level is they do what we've done for our team and had so many people sign up. I've had sent it to so many people to sign up with you, is that coaching program. So to go into the coaching program and go through the steps that you've laid out, where they're also, you know, implementing and using it in their social media and in their actual business, you know, in terms of dealing with buyers and sellers and reports and all of these things. So I think you've set up a system and a process already. So it's really simple that they just go ahead and take the course and just learn it from the ground up. And quite frankly, if they did that, then they're going to be able to come into the conference too, just rocking and ready to go.
Yeah. That's true. Conrad,
I got a question for Jennifer too. You've been involved in the space. What's been a big surprise to you? An outcome that you didn't really expect with using some of Carrie's, tips and tidbits and things. Yeah.
I think it's more the automation and systems in terms of communication with clients. Mm-hmm. Like, and for us, it's moving into like Carrie's partnering with people and working on building out these like almost instant comparative market analysis listing presentations, like on the fly. Mm-hmm. So that anything that helps us move faster and provide a really high level service with a very polished look, of course, with incredible, amazing data, because obviously it's accurate and amazing. That's what we want to implement. But I even, you know, Carrie and I have talked a lot about, you know, moving into automated answering systems for brokerages. Like we use one of those ourselves with our team having 55 realtors, right? So, you know, we want a better system for answering phones where it's always answered quickly, politely, warmly, and then, you know, actually follows the workflow of where that should go or how the conversation should be managed. So I think that's a huge deal. And then going into where agents are super busy or they don't have the braveness to start out by actually dialing, right?
Yeah.
To have AI calling through or texting with some of those leads and digging up even old business or like perceived old business out of, you know, a quiet CRM, you're going to find all kinds of deals that you didn't know were there. So there's so many things that we've implemented with Carrie and will continue to implement. Like, and that's why I'm saying this is just growing and evolving so quickly.
Mm-hmm. Have something new for her every month.
I know. Like, seriously. So we feel like we're on it. However, then I'll, you know, I'll see a couple of things she posts and I'm like, oh my goodness, we've fallen behind.
Right? Yeah.
So I think the answer is really, you absolutely need to follow Carrie. She is, you know, she's our global tech and AI consultant for our company. And yeah, it's just, this is so easy if you connect with the right people, but don't just follow someone randomly, you know, giving tips and tricks on it. They don't necessarily know how to use it in the business. And I think the difference is too, Carrie coming with her long career in real estate and the commercial side, which now she's been coaching and training the commercial side of the business. Like you already have so much experience. This isn't an influencer, like simply an influencer teaching something. This is someone that's already walked and talked.
Yeah.
You know, the business.
Conrad, you don't know this, but I just built an amazing tool, a custom GPT for commercial real estate, but residential agents can use it for their income properties. You can upload pro formas and financials and it can calculate, like do all your NOI, your cap rate. It can advise you whether it's a good investment, not just based on the numbers, but on location as well and leases. And then it can actually give you like a 12 or 24 month plan to improve value. It can build out your emails to buyers if you're the listing agent on how to present an income property, like a multifamily to potential buyers. It's pretty good. I presented it in Nashville at this commercial conference and they were like, what? And I'm like,
That's amazing.
But it's data. Like when you have data. Yeah. Like the concept is the same across the board for data analysis. Okay. It's getting a real estate brain into figuring out how to apply it to our industry. That's the only difference, right?
Well, no question. Commercial is poised for what you're offering, the whole commercial sector. And there's so much money. I was just, we had three economists in from CoStar yesterday. And there's so much money on the sidelines just waiting. And I don't know what they're waiting for. There's a lot of money on the sidelines waiting for something, God knows what. But I think AI and what you're talking about right now could be the impetus to people getting, well, wait a minute, this starts to make sense. Because nothing is making sense. Because when you start to look at even office, you know, when they factor in interest rates and office, and we should have seen, you know, office product dropping in price, but it's still not there yet. And there's various reasons for that. But I think people have to understand these opportunities coming. A lot of this money that's flowing out of, let's say, the GTA Toronto, like the urban center, like Toronto, to these kind of suburban areas, which is very interesting. Income levels that are coming to Niagara, even they're finding, you know, higher income. We're going to see maybe some retail starting to shift to more of these suburban centers mm-hmm. and stuff like that. And you're already seeing with companies like, let's say, Dollar Store, that they discovered that their clientele, they're going from $1.25 to $7 items because they found that there are people that have $125,000 family income that don't want it. They're not in the $1.25, but they want to come to the store at the $7 range. So there's so much of this data that can help people make decisions and how you can actually, you know, if you've got a mandate, a retail mandate, for instance, in the commercial sector with all this data and numbers saying, look, we're seeing a very high amount of families with large household incomes moving to Niagara. Here's an opportunity for this kind of retail. So you can speak with a lot more clarity and a lot more influence than we have in the past. So I anything that kind of augments what we have going and not just pulling a rabbit out of a hat, right? You know what I mean? To have some of that, those numbers to kind of really properly work with people on a mandate. And it's going to be interesting to see, you know, when you talk about what you just said, we did commercial and how we can articulate that into residential and there is some great data on what improves the value of a home, and we can start to talk about, go deeper dive in what, you know, newer kitchens and updated kitchens, updated baths, what they can do to the trajectory of a home that's in, let's say, in a certain area, Leaside or Rosedale or the north end of Hamilton or what have you, right? Going in a deeper dive like that kind of thing. So
that would be really cool to take all of the flips. Right? Take all of the flips, the price, and what like, say, flips that just renovated the kitchen or flips that were like whole house flips, and analyzing that data and working with those numbers. I think that's such a great idea. I find the main struggle is with the realtors is I've been having to spell out for them exactly what they need because they don't know what they need. And I want to talk about this because for the most part, realtors don't know what kind of information that they need. And that's the problem. Because if they knew, having a simple access to ChatGPT would be enough through data analysis to get them the answers that they need to, you know, better sell their products, better inform their clients of the market. They don't know what questions they should be asking, which is why I'm building all of these GPTs, because you don't need to ask any questions. They're literally programmed where if you upload a market report, it will give you everything you need, because the realtors don't even know what they need. And that's the biggest problem of all in all of this, Conrad.
Well, they got to listen to their consumers. So, you know, you're sitting at the kitchen table and the people say, you know what? We finished our basement. Like, our basement's finished, right? We you know, we spent like $70,000 on the basement. We want that $70,000. Well, we've done this analysis of finished basements versus non-finished basements, and here's the number. Here's the ratio, right? Yeah. So all they got to do. Look, I always say success leaves clues, and consumers lead a path to great results when they have these kind of questions. Because if this person is having that burning question, like, what does it mean if I update this bathroom or kitchen or what have you? And we've got this and like, my house is better because of that. But I think once you kind of put all this analysis in and be able to actually spit out a number, I used to do it myself with keyword searches and the extra remarks. I used to pull out, updated kitchen. And then what I did was I ran a query with all the homes with updated kitchen and the extra remarks. And then I ran a query of that didn't have updated kitchen in the same area. And then I did the average price for the two. Well, it's a lot of fucking work, man. But it did get me. It got me there. But now I want to get there that much faster, right? Yeah. And I think agents just like to bark things out at people and say, this is the way it is. And, you know, it really isn't that. And I think there's – this is the time for transparency and this open, you know, we talk about democratization of data and being able to explain a lot of it. And I think now we can finally, with clarity, say, yes, a finished basement in this neighborhood yields you X percent more than an unfinished. And now we can justify that kind of pricing. You know, look, I don't know if you're following the NAR thing in the US that they settled, yeah. Right? It was purely a transparency thing, and it was a choice thing. It wasn't that we gave choice. We always just say, well, that was just standard. Like, that's standard. And, you know, how many times people said, oh, a pool, like, does a pool add value? Well, yeah, to some who wants a pool, it does, and to others, it doesn't. Well, you know what? That's kind of bullshit. And I think we've lived with this crap for so long. It's finally nice to see that we're going to clean up this business, teach people how to really give proper data and proper data analysis to their consumers to make better decisions. That's why I'm excited about it. Because that's what I've been all about. I've been piecemealing it together with Excel and bullshit and whatever I could do. But now we actually have a platform to really give some very meaningful information to our clients, and bespoke information, not just like, you know, pools are not valuable, like more bespoke, what's happening in this neighborhood when people update a kitchen or a bath or whatever it might be, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's amazing. I think too, it's also like, it's interpretation of data, right, as well. So it's like, you have to have that quality of the interpretation of the data. You need someone who actually translates it for a lot of the newer realtors that may not, right? And then, yeah, at the end of the day, selling is not telling, right? And I think the new wave of realtors and the ones that are doing really well are more consultative. Right?
Yes.
You're more like a consultant. You're asking a lot of great questions and digging deep instead of just like being transactional. So yeah, I love that. I think that was really, really sharp.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Deep, and give people choice and give people the data. Like I always say, some people say to me, oh, I fucking hate numbers. I don't like numbers, but I've never heard anybody say to me, nobody's ever said to me, don't show me the numbers. Right? You know what I mean? Yeah. You know, and again, you know, again, cliches, numbers don't lie. And here it is. We, you know, here's really what the story is in this neighborhood in this moment in time, based on some of those upgrades you've made. And we can make this adjustment and really price with precision. Right. And that's really what people are all about. They want to know the truth. Give me the truth. Give me the numbers. Let's price this. And then you're not having to defend anything. Like, I don't have to defend anything. The market has spoken. Here's the data. Here's the information.
Yeah. And it's honestly, we've all worked with clients that don't necessarily have the level of trust that it takes to make a comfortable transaction. And the feedback I'm getting from a lot of the agents I'm helping with AI is that it's taking that out of the equation. Because their clients know they're AI powered and they're data driven, like with actual numbers that are being analyzed through machine learning, that is making such a huge impact on trust. And whether we like it, like I don't like working with people that don't trust us, but it happens sometimes and it just makes the process so freaking uncomfortable. And it's eliminating that. And I feel like that benefit alone to the average agent, being able to confidently articulate and give opinions that are data driven, is inspiring more trust from their clients and winning them more listings and winning them more business and then more referrals. And I think that's probably the biggest benefit. I talk a lot about making like scaling our businesses with AI. Of course, that's a huge benefit as well. Mm-hmm. And another one a lot of people aren't talking about is improving that client's interactions and the customer experience. And we can't forget about that. It is about us and our business, and we're trying to build a legacy for the most part, most of us. But we can't forget that you cannot do that without a top shelf customer and client experience. And that is where what AI is going to get you as well, if you use it properly.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, you know what? Think of all those crazy things like fake it till you make it. Like, we have an opportunity. No, look, so I don't want to make this sound bigger than it is, but we have this huge opportunity to kind of scrap that old way of thinking. That, let's bluff our way through it, all that, fake it till you make it. We're where this, you have some real great data to help people make decisions and lean in instead of leaning back. And I think that's what's happened. We've kind of leaned back when consumers come at us. We should be leaning forward with good quality information. And that's how we're going to win the day in terms of being a buyer representative on the buy side. Because, you know, that's going to come down the pipe. You know, we're going to have suppressed co-op commissions. It's inevitable. It's not if, it's going to be when, like it is in the U.S. Mm-hmm. And so people are going to need that a little bit more information and knowledge to interpret when they're dealing with their clients, showing their value, right? It's not just like, oh, I can open up a door and I've got a, you know, whatever, I got a dog. You know what I mean? Like it's going to be a little bit more and to be able to have that stuff. So I think this is an opportunity to shed all that old terminology and bullshit and objection handling. Like this is all about objection prevention. This is about giving a proper presentation so that people can make a decision and understand exactly where you're coming from and what you bring to the table. Okay. Yeah. End of story. No more cliches, none of that bullshit. I can't stand it anymore. And that's why we had such a bad reputation. Us as realtors, right? Because it's a lot of fluff in a lot of cases. Now we're going to, you know, the curtain's going to be, you know, moved away and you're going to see that little old white guy, the Wizard of Oz. the tide is going to come down and everybody's going to be like, you're going to see a lot of naked realtors when the tide comes out, right? You know what I'm saying? Like this is the time, right? This is the time to elevate our business and take advantage of what's going on all over the world with transparency and with regulation and things like that. This is a great opportunity for all of us, really.
Yeah, let's bring back the authentic agent. Let's call it the year of the authentic agent.
Well, it's like the authentic and knowledgeable agent,
it's
right?
I would even say like real estate consultant. It's using a whole different set of words because ultimately the person that is going to show up now with the data, right? Mm-hmm. And even like, look at realtors in general. We can show you, if you show us your commission, we can show you how much activity you had. That's how simple this is. Like this is math in terms of the time spent lead generating and your skills and working on your skills, right?
Yeah.
And then serving at a crazy high level to get that repeat referral business, but with knowledge, right?
It's so important right now for our leaders to be setting the right example, like Conrad, like Glenn, like the ones who are bringing this to the agent and bringing it to their brokerage. It's so important. Mm-hmm. And the boards, it's even more important for them, right? In my personal opinion.
Yeah. And even what Conrad was saying about NAR, you know, we do have a couple lawsuits here in Toronto. You know, the nice thing is we, at least in Ontario, are somewhat protected by TRESA. That kind of coincidentally came in while this was all happening. So we are defining clearly what the value is, right? And with a seller, you know, you're suggesting or, you know, discussing what the potential compensation is going to be for the buyer side. So I feel like here in Ontario, we're a little more protected. The other areas of Canada don't have TRESA at this point. Mm. So they're probably a little bit more vulnerable. But I think ultimately for the American realtors watching this, you guys are fine. You know, it has to be you're providing value. And what is the value that you're providing? So there's so many things that buyer, you know, agents are doing for clients and providing a proper comparative market analysis, making sure that you have the proper inspections in place, you know, helping move along with their knowledge of, you know, mortgage brokers and lawyers and all these things. So I'm confident that it won't change the business that much in the US. I feel like also speaking to the top agents in our company who have a lot of the listings, they are working to help their sellers understand the value of compensating buyer co-ops. So I feel like there'll be a little bit of an adjustment, but overall things are good. Just dig in and make sure that you're providing value. And that's for everybody here as well, right?
Yeah. But it's going to be, you know, it's going to be tough on the buy side to provide value to the seller, right? The seller sees like, look, I list my house and it sells in a day. You open up the door. Like, do you really deserve 2 or 3%? Or, and it's going to be beholden on the listing agent, say, you know, they're going to have to prop up that buyer rep, but it's going to be maybe an effect of time. Like if the house is on the market for 76 days, you know what, guys, we need to use this as a marketing tool to bring in buyers through buyer reps, and we're going to promise to pay them. The U.S. is kind of lucky too, because in the extra remarks, they can talk about crediting back the buyer for closing costs and things like that, and to pay their representative. But and it won't affect their mortgage. But in Canada, banks claw back those credits, and so when they do the advance, so it's going to be a precarious situation. And I think you know, I will say Korea and the boards will probably settle this case, and they will suppress it, and it's going to be beholden on us. We've got a great dress rehearsal of what people are going to do in the U.S. and how it's going to flow and kind of, you know, curve and things like that. But yeah, it's going to be an interesting thing that the seller, you know, the buyers, yeah, I get where my buyer rep's coming, but the money really is coming from the seller. So there's going to be this, you know, something, it's going to find its own level. You know, it's going to find a level, definitely. Yeah. It'll be fun. Yeah. I'm super excited about it. Super excited. Yeah.
Right? It ups everything in the industry, right? All these mm-hmm. little shakeups help make us better. And I think, you know, even with the exclusives, like the fact that here in Ontario, we can't really be advertising exclusive.
Don't get me started. It's all across Canada. Don't get me started. Don't get me started on that one.
but even in the US, right? Same thing. So the blessing is, at least, you know, with us having 24 different companies and essentially being one big global brokerage, we're able to send out all listings to like all 90,000 realtors, which helps from a standpoint of, you know, providing value to buyers, right? To having access to all this stuff. So I think as long as, again, like all realtors have access to those exclusives within our own companies, then yeah. Again, it's like added value. Just dig as a buyer's agent. Can't find it? Hit the phones. Knock the doors, right? Go do the work. Go do the work, people.
Yeah. So crazy. I love it. Amazing. So let's end off by telling everybody tickets for the conference are on sale. They are early bird tickets and only on the early bird price until May. So make sure I'm going to be posting so much about this, and I'm going to be tagging these two in it too. So
okay, great.
You can't miss the adverts. Okay, people, they're going to be everywhere. Thank you so much, Conrad, for joining us. And thank I really look
pleasure. Forward. Thanks for inviting me.
Yeah. Everything we have going on, it's going to be so much fun. And
be sure to subscribe so you never miss an episode. To connect with Kerry or for more information about her coaching program, check out kerrysove.ca or at Kerry Sove and Associates on Instagram and TikTok. Thanks again for tuning in, and we'll see you next time.